Head Games Radio on Sports Byline, Sirius Channel 122, and it's Super Bowl week, and who better to talk about the Super Bowl than Charles Barkley? Sir Charles, how are you?
I'm doing great, Nick. How you doing?
Good. Where are you right now?
I'm in the desert. I'm in Arizona, baby. Just getting rid of, got a couple of big games this week with the Suns playing. The Suns play the Spurs Thursday night, and I think Cleveland plays Miami Thursday night. So we got a couple good games.
Are you going to fit in a little trip to South Beach?
No, I don't go to South. The Super Bowl's too hectic. I always go to Vegas. The Super Bowl's a little hectic.
You've got the NBA All-Star team coming up, too.
Yeah, but I've been to a couple Super Bowls. They're just too hectic, too many people around. So it's best for me to go to Vegas and just take it easy.
Hey, Charles, speaking of the Super Bowl, we talked with Tom Flores, who won a couple Super Bowls as the coach of the Raiders, and Len Dawson yesterday. And here's what he had to say about what he did back there in New Orleans, the famous story of the Raiders.
We only had one guy that broke curfew, and that was John Majewczyk. And he was hiding out on the Bourbon Street at 6'7", 315 pounds. He was hiding out, yeah.
Well, that's a big surprise to me.
Yeah.
That's a real big surprise to me that the twos would do that.
Well, the reason he told me, he said, I was out making sure that everybody else was in.
He was out making sure everybody else was in. I would think that, Charles, in your leadership role there in Barcelona, when you were hitting the bars there too, that was the role you played.
Well, you know, we really didn't hit a lot of bars. I was just walking around enjoying the scenery. You know, we had all the bar. We gambled every night, all night, so we didn't really go to any bars in Barcelona. But late in the day and early evening, I walked around for a couple hours. But we had a built-in poker game every night from about 10 o'clock at night to about 6 in the morning. So we didn't go out. We did more. We just walked around and saw the city, to be honest with you.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about your insight into what you would do if you were the head coach, whether it's Lovie Smith or Tony Dungy, and getting your team ready, that combination of anger, of fun, of anticipation, not getting too tight but still staying focused. We're listening to Charles Barkley. Later in today's show, we'll have Dan Reeves, a legendary Denver Broncos coach, and more on Head Games, Sports Byline Network, and Sirius Channel 122. We'll be right back.
Don't let your next ticket buying experience be a drag. Tickets Now has the best seats for every major sports, concert, and theater event in North America. In minutes, you can have the seats you really want, from the 50-yard line to orchestra seats at the theater to courtside at the Big Hoops matchup. Every ticket is 100% guaranteed authentic, backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Find out for yourself at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down.
Call Guaranteed Consumer Funding today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you, and we'll include over $700 in premium upgrades and a free MP3 player. For a new computer and improved credit score, call 800-787-2816. 800-787-2816.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
What would you do with the extra money if you didn't have a mortgage payment? Secure your retirement? Pay for college? Invest in real estate? Travel? Is your home paid for free and clear? Or do you have a 30, 40, or even 50-year mortgage? Or worse, are you making interest-only payments with no reduction on the debt? If so, you're on a treadmill going nowhere fast. At United First Financial, we have great news. Our average client will pay off their 30-year mortgage in as little as 8 to 11 years, potentially saving thousands in interest. You don't need to refinance your existing mortgage. You don't need to make more money, and there's no need to alter your current lifestyle. Our Money Merge account can help you own your home years sooner, wipe out your debts, and have real financial independence. Our program works with fixed rate, interest only, and even NEGAM loans. This is not a biweekly mortgage program or a debt roll-down plan. Again, no refinance of your mortgage is needed. To receive our free DVD, please call 800-300-1096. That's 800-300-1096.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
Welcome back with Nick Lowry as your host, Charles Barkley. So, Charles Barkley, buddy, what are you enjoying this travel back and forth from the desert from Phoenix to do these NBA roundups every week, or is it beginning to take its toll?
Man, it's, you know, talking about sports is the easiest job in the world. I mean, I definitely can't complain about my job. I mean, I'm like living every man's fantasy. I get paid to talk about sports. You know, the only thing I wish that we could get to the playoffs, because obviously Dallas, Phoenix, San Antonio are the three best teams in the league, and I got no idea what's happening in the Eastern Conference because they're all pretty bad teams. That's the only thing that you know, just, you know how this thing is going to end. I just hate waiting to go 6-7 months, because Dallas and Phoenix and San Antonio are terrific. You know, Utah's pretty good. But the East, man, is just atrocious. Unless Shaq can come back and dominate, I mean, which he could. Miami, that's the only chance they got. But they can still win the East because it's so bad.
You know, it's interesting that each of the leagues has one clearly dominant league, the AFC and the NFL. The National League is getting its rear end kicked by the American League and Major League Baseball, and you got the West so much better than the East. Do you think there's any reason for that?
Well, I think because it's cyclical, for the simple fact, when you're really good, you don't get good draft picks. And then the teams that are bad, they get good draft picks, or they should get good draft picks, and every cycle, it's just switched from conference to conference. Because when I played, it was the East was a lot better than the West, other than the Lakers. And obviously now, with the Lakers, San Antonio, they were the best for a while, but teams that are bad should be getting better. I always tell people, if your team is bad and you're getting number one draft picks, if in 3 or 4 years you're not getting better, you don't know what the hell you're doing. I mean, think about it. Our job as general managers and coaches, we get to pick the best every year. If you can't pick the best every year, if you know, and we all know who the best is. We watch the games in college, and your team should be good. If your team is not getting better, you just don't know what the hell you're doing, or you got the wrong coach.
Charles, let's talk about that game last night. I was going to start talking about the Super Bowl, but since we're talking about the NBA, two streaks of over 15 games, it's more important how they do at the end, but this is a very different Suns team, and I'd like to first start with looking, in your view, at the Suns versus what looks inevitable, which is that clash with the Mavericks down the road.
Well, I still like the Mavericks because I think that's Phoenix's Achilles heel. Minnesota's not very good, and to give up 120 points to that team, first of all, they won't score 120 points the rest of the season. They will not. I'd go out on a limb and say they won't score 120 points for the rest of the season. And for Phoenix to give up that many points to that team, that's everybody always talks about, their defense and their rebounding. And, like, when Phoenix win 15 games in a row, that's impressive. To win 17 in a row, that's quite impressive. But when you look at the standing this morning, the Dallas Mavericks got the best record in the NBA. So, you know, everybody get all enamored with the streak, but if the playoffs started today, the Dallas Mavericks would be the number one seed in the West. So I still think Dallas is the team to beat, and I still think whoever has the best record between Dallas and Phoenix should get the MVP, whether it's Dirk Nowitzki or Steve Nash. And it's going to go down to the wire. But I still pick Dallas right now. I think they're better defensively, and I think they rebound the ball better.
Well, they play better defense. As Rick Bucher from ESPN Magazine said yesterday, Stackhouse has the killer instinct. Josh Howard has the killer instinct. But he doesn't think if he had to pit Nash versus Nowitzki on who's going to hit the big shot at the end when it's just coming down to one shot, he would pick Nash.
Well, I don't know why he would say that, because when they had a chance to go head-to-head last year in the playoffs, who made all the big shots at the game when Dirk went off for 50 in the deciding game? So I don't understand why he would say that. If they played last year and Dirk made every play to get Dallas to the finals, and Steve has never been to the finals, so I have no idea why he would say that.
Well, what about this then, in terms of which team is hungrier? My argument is you got to worry about the Mavericks for the simple reason that in some ways, very different in other ways, like the Colts who had their season stolen from them in some ways last year because of the distraction of the tragedy of Tony Dungy's son's suicide, that, you know, in that finals against Miami, it was stolen from them. They let it get away, but for the same reason, they've got to be that much more hungry now, that they can't let it get away this year.
I've been saying all season, Dallas has that, they have a confidence about them. I mean, and you know, like I say, obviously living in Phoenix, the press here is so biased. You know, they make a big deal out of the 15-game winning streak and the 17-game winning streak. But I tell them, I said, Dallas got the best record. And I think sometimes they lose focus of that. And Dallas are the defending Western Conference champions, and everything in the West is going to go through Dallas. And I think Phoenix got to really be careful because they got a really big stretch coming up. Well, I think they're probably going to lose two out of three. They play the Spurs, Utah, and at Denver this week. And the telling stat about Phoenix is they're 0-2 against Dallas. They're 0-2 against San Antonio. And they're 0-1 against the Lakers and Utah. So the top four teams other than them in the West, they haven't beaten all season. No, everybody said they're 22-1 against the Eastern Conference. I said, first of all, who cares about the Eastern Conference? Eastern Conference stinks. But they're going to have to beat a good team in the West, and they probably going to beat two or three good teams. And because of their defensive liabilities and living by the jump shot, you don't live by jump shots, you die by jump shots.
So you live by rebounding.
Right now, huh?
You live by rebounding. Little defense.
You live by rebounding and defense, and I still, right now, I'm still taking the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay, but on the other hand, all of those losses virtually that you talked about were right at the beginning of the season when Boris Diaw was 25 pounds overweight. You know, they mm-hmm. found themselves. So to me, if they can prove themselves, it'll be now when they are, you know, a full team, when they are in their rhythm against those same teams.
Well, first of all, you know, that's not really a good excuse because trust me, if the Suns are counting on Boris Diaw, they're going to lose anyway. If you got two-time MVP, All-Star Amar'e Stoudemire, All-Star Sean Marion, if their excuse is Boris Diaw was overweight, they're going to lose anyway. If they got three All-Stars, it's going to, you know, probably more than anybody, if they're going to get to the finals, it's going to all be on Amar'e Stoudemire's shoulders. But I heard that little scapegoat excuse that Boris Diaw was 25 pounds overweight. Trust me, with two-time MVP and two All-Stars, if they were really counting on Boris Diaw, no disrespect, he's a good player, but if that's their excuse, Boris Diaw was overweight with three All-Stars and two-time defending NBA champion, they're going to be sitting at home a lot earlier than the conference finals.
Charles, one of the things that still is not going to go away till I see that it's been taken care of is in the playoffs that kind of defense that's going to pound somebody that's trying to drive the paint. What would you do if you were the coach of the Suns to make sure that that's taken care of?
Well, they don't have defensive players, first and foremost. The only, you know, really, Rajah Bell's a defender. Sean Marion is a defender. But they don't have defensive players. And that's what they got. All their players are great offensively, but they don't have defensive players. So there's really nothing they can do. They can't change their stripes at this stage, they're going to outscore people, outshoot people, but they don't have defensive players. So they might can make a run at playing defense. They just don't have defensive players.
Well, if there's one thing we can see now, which is unusual at this early part of a season, it's going to come down to going through Dallas at the end. When we come back, Charles, let's talk about some football. Let's talk about how you'd get your team ready for the Super Bowl. Let's talk about two black coaches, Lovie Smith and Tony Dungy, and what that means and your perspective on that and your leadership in talking about black athletes, black leadership in sports, and more on Head Games Radio, Sports Byline Network, and Sirius Channel 122. We'll be right back.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S.
Call now, 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now. 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Not available in all states.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-50-50. Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-50-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-50-GO-WIN. Call now.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Welcome back with Charles Barkley. Once again, Charles, thanks for joining us. Let's shift to tennis for just a second. I thought the way that Serena Williams came in, speaking of being supposedly overweight, and just destroyed Sharapova. When you look at her, and of course, again, it's an African-American athlete in what has traditionally been a white sport. An interesting demonstration and statement this weekend, huh?
Well, she played really well, really fantastic. It was a great thing for her. But I tell you what, man, you know, people got to start appreciating Roger Federer. I mean, if this guy was from the United States, we'd be, first of all, he should have won the Sportsman of the Year probably the last couple of years. And he what he's put his little run he's on is quite remarkable. And hey, I'm happy for Serena, but we got to start talking about Roger Federer here in the United States, because what he's doing, I mean, it's flat out scary right now. I mean, it's just beautiful to watch. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I actually got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch him. That's how much I enjoy watching him play. Because I was telling somebody, he should have been the Sportsman of the Year the last couple of years. I know we're a little biased here in the United States, but, man, people got to start appreciating, because you know, him and Tiger are on a whole different plateau right now. We're definitely watching the greatest golfer who ever lived, and we probably, you know, people say this guy might be the greatest tennis player who ever lived, and we got to start giving him some love, because if he was from the United States, we'd be falling all over him. And we never had anybody in the United States other than probably Pete Sampras, who's been on this guy's level. I mean, it's just something beautiful to watch.
As much as I think Tiger ultimately will probably prove levels of greatness even beyond that, because Federer's career in tennis is going to be shorter, I got to give the edge to him right now. How would you compare the two? To me, the fact that Federer has to play against an opponent who's running him around, the chances of injury, of fatigue, of all the things that can take away from your game and consistency the way that they would not in golf, those things are much more prevalent in tennis.
Well, I'm not sure, because realistically, there's probably only five people, realistically, that can beat Roger Federer if everything goes perfectly. No, Tiger's competing against 125 guys every week, and I mean, that's the beauty of what Tiger is doing. He's competing. There's probably 25 guys, realistically, that could beat Tiger week in and week out. But Roger, realistically, I'm probably being unfair. There's probably three guys on a given week that have a legit shot at beating Roger Federer. I mean, he's just better than they are. And Tiger, if he's got his A game, they ain't got a chance. But he's very seldom going to have your A game. What he did at the U.S. Open a few years ago, what he did at the British Open last year. But, man, I'm just going to enjoy it. I mean, obviously, I think Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer who ever lived. If he quit playing golf today, it wouldn't even be a contest. I think he'd be the greatest golfer. I mean, obviously, he's playing against better players. He's playing against more players. The players today got better equipment to make guys who are not very good, good. Equipment is really a big deal in golf. But you got some guys who are good players who, because of equipment, have become great players. And I'm just enjoying it, man. It's beautiful to watch. But what Serena did was incredible.
Charles, tell me, as you have known Tiger over the years, and with Serena, of course, one of the things we talked about yesterday was the effect and the focus and the maturing that took place out of the tragedy of the murder of her sister, and she dedicated it to her sister. And I wanted to have a comment about that, but also about Tiger and how, since the death of his father, that he has matured, he's about to have a kid, and the changes and the maturing that you see in him over the last year.
Well, I think last year was really tough, and obviously, you know, I haven't lost a parent, so I don't know, but it's got to be a monumental thing. But what I tell people, because people ask me, you know, about Tiger, how's his kid going to affect him? I says he's going to beat their brains in harder, because he need to pay for some diapers.
Yeah.
Once he got over his dad's thing, this guy got a one-track mind. Nothing's going to distract him. I know everybody want to hope and pray that he gets distracted. He's not going to get distracted. He has a one-track mind. And all this baby going to do is make him want to beat their brains in more to pay for them diapers. That's it. There's nothing going to distract him. You know, I talked to Tom Weisskopf about 10, 12 years ago, and he said something very profound to me. He said, this guy's going to be the greatest golfer ever. He's going to set records that's never going to be broken. And he says, only a couple things can screw his life up. The death of his parents, or if he got in a bad marriage and it was miserable, And he told me that like 10, 15 years ago, the great Tom Weisskopf. And it was just like amazing, his foresight to like say that. Because, you know, he really struggled with his dad being sick. He couldn't focus. You know, at the Masters, he was trying to win too hard. He was really grinding, trying to win that last major because he knew his dad wasn't going to make it much longer. But, mm-hmm. hey, once he got past that, hey, man, this guy is got a single focus. And I'm glad he's a friend of mine, but I'm glad to be able to say in my day, I saw this guy play, and it's beautiful to watch.
Buddy, my friend Gary McCord told me to ask you if Tiger can remake his swing the way he did the last couple years ago. Don't you think it's possible you can do the same?
You know, Gary's been really talking to me a lot about going lefty. And
wow.
First of all, I would be so humiliated and embarrassed to play lefty because, you know, I can't see myself. Gary's been great. Let me first of all say that. He's been really talking to me for the last year about going lefty, saying he would take the time and spend the time with me, which I really appreciate. But I don't want to start over. Like right now, I'm not even playing. But I don't foresee myself going back and scrapping everything and playing lefty. I just don't see myself doing that. I don't want to start over again. I'm just going to, you know, play occasionally when I'm playing with something for charity, but that's it. I ain't gonna go crazy about that game anymore. I was pretty good at one thing.
There you go. Well, you know what? My secret is I just don't play much. That way I have no expectations, and usually the first couple times I come back, I play about as good as I'm going to play. It's when I start playing again 3 and 4 and 5 times, then I start thinking I got to get better because of all of those competitive juices I used to have in the other sports.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Like, you can only smoke so many cigars and drink so much beer if you suck at something. And that's the thing that's been frustrating. That's the thing, you know, when I used to be a good player, it was great to go out there and smoke cigars and be. That's the thing I love about golf the most, Nick. That's one of the few places somebody of my level can get peace and quiet. You know, when you go to the dry cleaner, people bug the hell out of you. When you go to the supermarket, they bug you. I really enjoyed getting 3 of my friends, especially when I'm on the East Coast during the summer, being out in the wilderness, being out there, just being out there and getting peace and quiet. And that's probably the thing I miss the most. There's really no other sport that you can play where you can get peace and quiet.
Ask O.J. Simpson.
Well, I try not to mention him too much, Nick, because, you know, about a month ago, I said, we as black people, we're not claiming him anymore.
I tell you what, I don't know what led him to think that he could even get close to doing that story about, you know, if I did do it, here's how I did do it. But, Charles, I just want to take 2 seconds to say, for those people that haven't met Charles Barkley, for those people that haven't witnessed him in public, he is one of the most gracious and patient people I have ever seen, given the kind of attention he gets. And people need to give him some credit for that, and that's why most people love him that have met him. And the other people that have been jerks, well, guess what? They were jerks in the first place. So I just wanted to make sure people understand that about you, man, because it's not easy. It's one thing to be nice for an hour, but when it's all the time, I ask anybody to have to deal with that.
Well, you know, Nick, 90% of the people that I meet are fantastic. And the other 10%, I went to jail for knocking the hell out of them. And I got no problem with that. Sometimes my temper, when I had to punch people, but it doesn't bother me going to jail for a couple hours. They deserve to get hit.
Yeah, but that hasn't happened in a while, and I think most people would agree that have seen you is how much you have become, you know, a role. I know you'd hate to hear this, but, I mean, you really have become a role model, and you really have become somebody that a lot of young black athletes and athletes in general look up to.
Well, I just want these young guys to realize it's an honor and a privilege to play sports. But at the end of the day, the sports don't mean that much. It's what you do away from the court, what you do for your community. That's the thing that's going to matter at the end of the day.
Well, Charles, when we come back, we're going to talk about your feelings about Lovie Smith and Tony Dungy, two people that I've been lucky, particularly Tony, to get to know. We're going to be joined by Dan Reeves. Talk about the particular role of the head coach and how important those leaders in authority, not just the players, but in this case, this new signpost in the history of race relations and what it means. When we come back with Charles Barkley, Sir Charles, and Dan Reeves, legendary coach formerly of the Broncos, the Giants, and the Atlanta Falcons. We'll be right back on Sirius Channel 122 and Sports Byline.
How would you like to make a full-time income working from home? Now you can with the proven work-from-home system at homebiz47.com. That's homebiz, the number 47.com. Order your free work-at-home training package today. See how you could spend more time with your family and earn more income than you ever imagined.
Life is absolutely amazing now. I have a business that allows me to be a full-time stay-at-home mom. I can work from home and actually bring in a six-figure income. My husband will be retiring out of corporate America in a few short months at the age of 36 and be coming home to work with me full-time. And our daughter will have both parents at home, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Order your free work-at-home training package and free DVD by logging on to homebiz47.com. Shipping is not included. Change your life. Log on to homebiz, the number 47.com. That's homebiz47.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches. Expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Now, every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, join hosts Fred Mowry, Robin Farley, and Charlie Knox on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Sirius Satellite Channel 122 for the Joe Average Poker Radio Show. Whether you're new to the game or a seasoned pro, Joe Average Poker is your show for all the information needed for today's poker player. The latest poker news, insightful interviews, and strategies to improve your game are discussed every week. Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for the Joe Average Poker Radio Show on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network and Sirius Satellite Channel 122.
That's another stroke penalty, two-shot penalty for hitting yourself with a golf ball. And then it popped down the bunker, buried again, he had to blast out fire, and he kept whistling. That would have been me. I would have taken that golf cart and thrown it into the lake.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Okay, we're going to up the ante a little bit with Charles Barkley. We're joined by a guy I think most people would say at this point is a legendary coach, a guy that took a bunch of Broncos teams to the Super Bowl, was with the Giants when I was with the Jets, was with Atlanta. Dan Reeves, it's great to have you.
Thanks, Nick. Good to be with you.
Have you ever met Charles Barkley?
I certainly have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and Coach
what do you
John
Matt.
Charles, how
what do you think
doing?
Of his golf swing?
Hey, well, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Charles. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing well. Just trying to get through the season.
Well, I tell you what, I got a granddaughter, man, that's an Auburn Tiger.
That's a good thing.
I'm telling you. She is War Eagle through and through.
Hey, Coach, you know what's really funny? You know, I live in Arizona, and I've been bragging on the SEC football all year, and I do a radio show one day a week, and I was telling these guys, I said, you guys going to be really disappointed when Florida comes through town. And I had all these Ohio State fans. They were saying, well, Ohio State's going to win by 3 touchdowns. I said, you guys ain't never seen anything like SEC football. And they were just so proud of the way the SEC performed during the bowl season, especially Florida, just manhandling Ohio State. It was something beautiful to watch.
Well, it really was. That was a great football game, particularly if you're a SEC or a Florida Gator fan. And I think the last time you and I ran into each other, we were at the Auburn-Miami game, weren't we?
Yes.
I think that's the last time we were talking.
Yep. But, Auburn's such a wonderful place. And the one thing that I've always carried with me over these years is when you got Alabama, LSU, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, now South Carolina with Steve down there, I mean, it is just – that's the main reason I think we need a playoff. But a simple fact, I don't think it's fair. And now, Coach, I don't want to leave out Coach Saban down at Alabama. I think it's unfair for people to think a team can go undefeated every year in the SEC. If you're in the Big Ten, you only got to beat Michigan, Ohio State, or Wisconsin. USC don't play anybody. They're by far and away the best team in the Pac-10. But the reason I'm adamant that we need a playoff is not fair for people to think a team going to go undefeated in the SEC every year. I forgot about Coach Miles down at LSU.
You just keep bringing them up. And then Houston Nutt at Arkansas. And so you got quite a few of them there in that SEC.
That's another good coach at Arkansas.
Yeah, no, Houston Nutt.
They beat Auburn this year.
Yeah, there's no question.
Hey guys, I want to get to the Super Bowl, but let's talk about this for 2 seconds because you brought it up, Charles. We'll go with that. I think you got to add one more week. I mean, there's a 50-day delay for some teams before that playoff. Why not add and make it a Final Four? At least then you've got a semblance of a guarantee that the best team is going to be crowned national champion. What do you think about that, Dan Reeves?
Well, I think if you look at the SEC, you know, they have a playoff, and that's one reason I think Florida had played, two games since, Ohio State had played their last football game, because they have a playoff in the SEC. So, you know, if they could just carry it a step further, or like you said, how many steps it would take, it would certainly solve a lot of the questions I think everybody has each year as to, you know, who is the best team in the country.
You know,
what about you, Charles?
It just makes sense because, you know, first of all, they do it on every other level of football. You know, all the lower divisions, they have a playoff. But, you know, these college presidents and these bowls are so corrupt, they just want to bring the team that's going to bring the most fans. And to me, that's just not fair. I just think it would, you know, because let me tell you something. That Boise State-Oklahoma was the best football game I've seen in the last probably 3 to 4 years. It was beautiful to watch. And if Boise State played Oklahoma 5 times, I think they only win that one time. But for that one night, they were better, plain and simple.
That was a great football game. I agree with you, Charles. That's probably as good a football game as I've seen in a long time. It was exciting to watch.
Hey, Dan, in your perspective, I'm back there with the Cowboys many years ago and seeing the evolution of the African-American athlete. I talked about it on ESPN about how Lamar Hunt himself and, of course, Hank Stram brought a lot of fantastic African-American athletes to that Chiefs team, and the AFL did a lot to contribute to that. Here we are many years later with this Super Bowl staring at us with Lovie Smith and Tony Dungy. Tell me what it means to you to see this event.
Well, first of all, you're talking about two guys that, to me, are as classier individuals as you'll ever be around, two outstanding coaches. And to me, they're just two outstanding coaches, just happen to be black, because they represent the National Football League so well and certainly do a great job, I think, for, you know, future coaches. If anybody has any questions about, you know, how good of coaches they can be, and be an Afro-American, then I think they answered a lot of questions about people's ability. It's something that I've known for a long time. I'd never played on the same team with a black athlete before until I came to the Dallas Cowboys, and some of my best friends, ended up being Cornel Green, Bob Hayes, Jethro Pugh. I remember getting on the airplane with Jethro Pugh in Atlanta, Georgia, flying out to Thousand Oaks is the biggest guy I'd ever seen, and we ended up being friends, still friends to this day. So, you know, sports has done an awful lot for this country, and, you know, we may not be where we need to be as far as Afro-American coaches are concerned, but, you know, I think this is a big, big step in, you know, getting a lot of people that certainly are deserving of an opportunity and a chance because they are Afro-American coaches, that you'll see more now, you know, as we get further along in the game.
Well, not respect. I think Coach,
it's not a topic of conversation where it's not, you know, when I look at a quarterback, I look at a quarterback. I don't care if he's African-American, white, or whatever. I think we're beyond that. I think we're close to that with head coaches.
That was Howie. Sorry about that, Charles. It's Howie Long from last week talking about how maybe the best sign is that we're beyond it, like with Dennis Green when they didn't mention race when he was fired.
Well, Coach Reeves had a couple of great points. You know, I wish that people would quit talking about how black they are and quit talking about, man, these guys are hell of a coaches.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
I mean,
two great coaches just happen to be black because there's no color with either one of those guys.
Yeah.
When you're around them, they're just, you know, it's just, and I think that's what sports has done. There's no color there. You know, if you're a good athlete, it doesn't make any difference. And that's what sports has done. It's helped bridge that gap. It certainly did for me, you know, because I came from, you know, University of South Carolina, where I played, like I said, high school and college, where you didn't play with black athletes, and then, you know, go to the Dallas Cowboys, and, you know, that helped bridge a tremendous gap for me. I had no problem whatsoever, and like I said, some of my closest friends and guys that I've been close with for a long time, you know, they just, I look at them as brothers. I don't look at them as they're black.
You know, and that was the second point I was going to make. You know, Nick, and Coach just spoke on it, and you've been through it. Man, when you're on a team, you're just on a team. You know, I play with white guys, black guys, Jewish guys, you know, foreign guys, and, like, that stuff never, ever comes up in the locker room. Man, we're just trying to win, and that's the beauty. You know, people ask me, you know, being from Alabama, you know, you always, the South is the South. You know, you've got all the rebel flags, and there's always segregation. You know, blacks and whites don't live together. So I always felt uncomfortable growing up. And obviously I grew up in the 60s and the Civil Rights Movement. There was always that racial tension, except when I played sports. And that's one of the reasons I always loved sports. I mean, the white guys, the black guys, man, we loved each other. We just wanted to win. You spend so much time with these guys. And I just thought that was really important, what Coach said about, like, man, a lot of people on the outside screw this thing up about race. First of all, anybody who's racist, they're just an idiot. You just have to let them be an idiot. But the beauty of sports is, man, it really does a fantastic job of bringing races and people together who normally wouldn't be together. And that's one thing I've always loved about sports. And that's the one thing I don't want to get lost in this Lovey, Tony Dungy thing is, hey, man, every other coach get to the Super Bowl, he's done a hell of a coaching job. Are we proud these two black guys are there? Of course we are. Okay, we're proud these two black guys are there. And Tony Dungy, I thought he did a fantastic job. He was getting the AFC Championship trophy. He says, yeah, I'm proud, you know, but this is about the Indianapolis Colts. You know, and that's the way. Don't forget, this guy's just a hell of a coach, and that's what we got to get past. They stop talking about how black they are and start talking about what great coaching jobs they've done.
Hey, Charles let's talk about the matchup itself, because we could talk about this for hours, and we've only got 4 minutes left in this segment. I just, you know, I'm interested in how you break down the edges between these two teams, because, Dan, here's a guy in Lovie Smith who was mentored by Tony Dungy. Does that give Tony an edge?
And I really don't think it gives them an edge at all. They're just both have kind of the same types of philosophy as far as defense is concerned. But, you know, I think it's going to be just like any other football game. If you get the Chicago Bears, what do they have to do to win the game? To me, they've got to run the football. And if they're able to run the football, then they can keep a high-powered offense on the sideline. And that's been the Achilles heel for the Indianapolis Colts. They're going to have to stop the run, and you know, they've been able to do it the last 3 weeks, but they're last in the National Football League in the regular season. against the run. So I think that's going to be a key, and the kicking game is going to be another area that's been a kind of Achilles heel for the Indianapolis Colts. They can't let Hester run wild on returns. And, you know, so that's going to be a key. And then turnovers is always a key. Whenever Indianapolis has struggled winning is when they haven't protected the football. And, you know, so that's what Peyton Manning's got to be patient. They're not going to give him big plays. And, you know, he's got to be able to get a running game with Joseph Addai and Dominic Rhodes and dump that ball off to him, too. Both those guys are going to be, you know, I think very important, as are their wide receivers. But, you know, the team that protects the football and is able to run the football is going to have the best chance to win.
My pick is that if Indianapolis doesn't turn the ball over more than two times, they'll win. But, Charles, what about the perspective on a Manning and the kind of comeback, the legendary comeback that he achieved this past week, and what that means for his confidence going into this game?
Well, you know, I'm kind of torn between pulling between Peyton and Brian Urlacher, because I'm on that list, the dreaded, great player who never won a championship.
I'm on it, too.
So I was just glad. I was glad to, you know, it's really unfortunate. Peyton Manning is going to go down whether he wins the Super Bowl or not. He's one of the great quarterbacks of all time, and Brian Urlacher is obviously one of the great football players in NFL history. But when I watch sports, I always root for the guy who's on the list with me. You know, me and Karl Malone and Gale Sayers and Ted Williams and Patrick Ewing and Dick Butkus. It's just amazing. Like, first of all, I never knew some of those guys. I mean, obviously I knew about the NBA guys, but, you know, Ted Williams and Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus and Warren Moon. There's so many great, great players who never won a championship. So I'm kind of torn on the game. But obviously I think Peyton's going to have he's going to be higher on the totem pole than Brian at the end of the game, because offense, people get more credit for that. But I'm going to be happy for one of those guys just to get his name off the list. You know, I saw Dan Marino last week. I said, who are you pulling for? He said, well, you know, Peyton's on the list with us. So I saw Peyton last year at the Final Four. I said, man, go ahead and win the championship. You can get off the list with us guys. And I really pull for guys like that. So between him and Urlacher, I haven't decided, but one of them going to get that gorilla off their back.
Well, there you go. We're talking with Charles Barkley and Dan Reese. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, Dan, let's get your pick, along with Charles, on the actual score of this Super Bowl. One of the more interesting Super Bowls, and maybe the best NFL season in quite some time, on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable?
Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet?
You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America.
This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could completely be wiped clean.
It's a proven program.
The best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work for you.
Plus, you don't have to pay back a penny of the debt that they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-761-3480. That's 800-761-3480.
You need to have at least $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us. 800-761-3480. Call now. 800-761-3480.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, because chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. Here's the number, 1-800-471-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free, and there's no obligation. Call Matrix Direct now, 1-800-471-TERM. 1-800-471-TERM.
That's 1-800-471-TERM. Call now.
If you think that you have to fight the crowds and long lines this tax season, think again. The Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center will prepare your tax returns over the phone. We could tell you how easy and convenient it is, but our clients say it best. Just listen.
No appointments necessary. You get on the phone as simple as A, B, and C.
I saved a lot of money doing it over the phone and quickly.
I knew that they were going to take full advantage of all the tax laws to help me.
It was fast and convenient, and they were very professional.
Just pick up the phone and call them. You won't believe the results unless you call them. They're there for you. They're professionals. They know what they're doing. Call them now.
Call the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Center today. We'll work hard to get you the biggest refund possible. Time to prepare tax returns and refund qualifications will vary. Services not available in New York or Oregon. Call now and you'll save 10% off our tax preparation fees. Call 800-923-3265. That's 800-923-3265. 800-923-3265. Call now.
Welcome back to Head Games. Here's Len Dawson from yesterday's show.
The Bears and the Colts are buying into the systems of their two head coaches, and I think you're going to see a hard-fought game on Sunday. And what the outcome is going to be, I don't know. But I know one thing. Defense is one thing you got to have. You got to be able to hold the other team and give your offense some opportunities.
That's Len Dawson. Coach Reese, what's your pick for this weekend?
Well, I'm going to pick Indianapolis 21-17. So that means Chicago will win 45-20. That's how good I am.
Charles.
I'll tell you what. I think I just think it's Peyton Manning's time. And I think getting over the hump of New England, I think they're going to win 31-10. I just think it all came together perfect with them beating Baltimore, San Diego losing. I just think it's their time.
I agree with you on that. Well, a final question for you, Dan Reeves, and we appreciate you so much for joining us on the show, is looking back on your experience as a coach in those Super Bowls, if you were in front of that Indianapolis Colts team and they're about to go on the field, what would be the one thing that you would emphasize before they went out?
Just don't turn the football over. Protect the football and go out and have fun. Do what you've been doing all year long, and, you know, things will work out.
Well, Coach, again, thanks so much for joining us. Charles, what would you say to that team as they're about to go on?
I would tell both teams the same thing. This might be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, Nick, when we all play sports, you assume every year you're gonna have a legit chance to win the championship. You know, Peyton Manning, I think he's been in the league for 10 years now. This is his first trip to the Super Bowl. So Dan Marino got there his first year, never got there again. Hey, let's just play the best game we can play. This might be it for everybody. So just that's it.
Well, thanks for joining us. Both of you guys are winners in my book. Charles, appreciate it. Coach Reeves, you're the best. Thanks for joining us. Tomorrow on Head Games, Dick Vermeil. Speaking of guys that understand the Super Bowl, we're going to talk to another legendary coach, Dick Vermeil, and we'll have golfer Gary McCord, the guy that wants to turn Charles Barkley into a lefty, on tomorrow's show. Go to headgamesradio.com. That's www.headgamesradio.com, and you can get all of the podcasts, the entire shows, or the highlights from Head Games Radio. That's headgamesradio.com. We'll see you tomorrow with Dick Vermeil and Gary McCord. Take care.